More of Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. To speak to Peter, call 790-0991, Star Talk, or 1-800-491-CJAD.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800, and this is indeed Holder Tonight. Heard Monday through Friday until 3 a.m. Still to come on the program, we are going to talk to a fellow about the power of Muzak. We also have a double heaping helping of stuff from the CJAD stuff file. But right now, joining us on the line is Adam Wiseman, and we're talking a little bit about freeganism. We'll explain exactly what that is. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me this evening.
Thanks for being on the program with us. I saw an article on the Wire Services that was out of London, in which you were quoted, by the way. I don't know if you saw this story. It starts off by saying that Ross and Ash are about to dig into a meal of chicken Rogan Josh, king prawn, McHaney, and rice. It's a very fancy meal. And it all came out of the bin. This is in London. They say, this guy says, Ash says, everything I eat comes from dumpsters. For me, it's a logical lifestyle choice. It's such a natural thing to use up that waste. And I thought, I don't know. But then again, like I said, later on, it quoted you. It went on to say that freeganism derived from the words free and vegan, and is spreading to Britain from the United States, where one of its founding fathers, and that would be you, Adam Wiseman, has set up a freegan information website to persuade others to join him. And people can go to the website, by the way, and see that. So tell us, what is freeganism exactly?
Well, you know, in our profit-driven, corporate-dominated economy, almost everything we pay for goes on to support exploitative practices like worker abuse, environmental destruction, or mistreatment of animals. Freegans are people who believe in creating alternatives to working and spending in this mainstream economy by preventing and recovering waste, sharing with others, cooperating to provide for everyone's needs, and living in a low-consumption, ecologically sensitive way. What they were talking about there, this what some people call urban foraging or dumpster diving, is one example of that. It's being mindful of all the waste that is around us and trying to divert it to practical use rather than allowing it to take up more space in a landfill, being in many cases trucked half a world away, burning more fossil fuels, while we're not using resources that could be serving practical purpose.
Okay, now I understand that, and we've had dumpster divers on the program before, but I've never...